This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Coloradans want more State Patrol troopers on Colorado's highways, according to a recent survey. But that's proving difficult for the state because of staff shortages. Here's Colorado State Patrol Chief Matthew Packard.
We're not doing enough, and that the people of Colorado don't feel as safe as they want to, and certainly not as safe as we want them to be as they're traveling on Colorado's roads.
Like many law enforcement agencies in Colorado, the State Patrol is down more than 100 people. They've adjusted their academy training schedules to make it easier and faster for people to become troopers. Denver's only Jesuit college has appointed a new president. CPR's Paolo Chalceda reports.
For the first time in its history, Denver-based Regis University will have a layperson as its president. Salvador Aceves will lead the Jesuit University starting in the new year. He's being promoted from his role of senior vice president and chief financial officer. Since it was founded in 1877, the four-year private university has only employed Jesuit priests as their president. Aceves said he hopes to increase fundraising and revise the university's governance structure. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
There is a high risk for avalanches across more than a half dozen mountain ranges in western Colorado today. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says recent storms have dropped heavy snowfall that has destabilized many mountainsides in much of the high country, making dangerous avalanches especially easy to trigger. One skier died after being caught in an avalanche near Breckenridge over the weekend. And more snow is expected across the state this evening and overnight. This is CPR News and KRCC, online at cpr.org. It's 2:06.